Well, we are the Shank family. Amen. That's a hard name to pronounce too. We get called all kinds of stuff. Amen. That's all right. But we are the Shank family, and you got it right. Amen. But now spelling it's a different story. We get all kinds of things. But anyhow, it's good to be here. My wife, I tell you, it's an honor to be in this church. When we come here during the camp meeting, oh, did God speak to our hearts. Had a great time, enjoyed just a good atmosphere. It's encouraging, amen? And just the friendship, got to meet a lot of preachers. And boy, God used this meeting to open up an opportunity to go up to Christ Independent. And through the ministry up there, Lord, let us be able to go to some other meetings. And so you guys hosting that meeting helped me out tremendously. And we have support through some of those meetings. And so I just thank the Lord for what God has used you guys to do here. And as the pastor said, he's entrusted you guys with a whole lot. And boy, what an honor it is to be able to be a part of that. But we are out of the Gospelite Baptist Church over at Walkertown, North Carolina. And that's where I got saved at, as you'll see here on the video in just a moment. And my wife, if you raise your hand back, I guess y'all know who we are. Amen. We're the one with the tribe with us. Amen. And but it's good to be here tonight. We are serving with Macedonia World Baptist Missions. Now, let me say this, and I'm going to let that brother go ahead. Whoa. Amen. I ain't used to lights on the pulpit. Amen. But as the brother gets ready for the video in just a moment, we are a pastoral church planter. And that's kind of different than a lot of folks. When you think about church planting, you think about a pastor going to start a church. He gets it going, calls a man, he goes to another town, and so on. We're not going to do it quite that way. We're a pastoral church planter, which means that we're going to be starting a church, sticking with that church, be the pastor of that church. And when that church can support us, we're going to drop the mission support that we have. But now, out of that church, here's where the planting comes in. Out of that church, as God gives us the ability, we would like to start other churches in the region and let that be the mother church. And, you know, just kind of be the hub on the wheel. Amen. And I believe churches start churches. And so you pray for us as we endeavor to do that. And so, brother, if you go ahead and get that thing ready, and right after we get done, we'll move right along. The Bible says in Mark 16, verse number 15, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." What a great commission that we've been given. Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. My name is Andrew, and we are the Shank family out of the Gospelite Baptist Church of Walkertown, North Carolina, where Dr. Bobby Robertson is the fine pastor. Please allow my family to introduce themselves.
Hi, my name is Miranda.
Hi, my name is Andrea.
Hi, my name is Caleb.
Hello, my name is Joshua.
Hi, I'm Shiloh, and this is our youngest son, Micah.
We're serving with Macedonia World Baptist Missions, going to the town of Blair, Nebraska, as pastoral church planters. I was saved at the age of 16, on February the 16th, 1992, there at Gospelite. My wife was saved a few months later. I surrendered to the call to preach in February of 1993, and later graduated Bible College in 1998 from the Calvary Baptist Bible College of King, North Carolina. God has allowed me in this journey of life to pastor in a few places, most recently in North Dakota. It was while in North Dakota that I became aware of the serious spiritual crisis that our country is in. It was out in the Midwest that I began to understand just how barren and fruitless many of the places are because of the spiritual deadness of the people. With Baptist churches closing their doors and departing from the old paths and simply growing cold in our country, the only hope for our country, the only hope for this spiritual crisis is by pioneering the starting of new, independent, fundamental Baptist churches. Nebraska, the Cornhusker State, is a needy area of our country, right in the middle of the heartland. She indeed has a cold heart. Steeped in religion, Nebraska's great need is the light of the gospel. Over 50% are Catholic, Lutheran, or some form of Protestant, while only 9% claim to be Baptist of any kind. Not only does Nebraska have a religion problem, but it has a sin problem. Some surveys recently have unveiled the fact that one-third of Nebraskan high schoolers have admitted to using illicit drugs during their lifetime. One out of six use marijuana. Three out of five Nebraskan adults drink alcohol.
two out of five high schoolers drink. Almost 30% of high schoolers have been reported to be a part of binge drinking, and this makes Nebraska higher than the national average. One out of eight women in Nebraska have been a victim of forcible rape at some point in their life. This all goes to show you and I the serious sin problem of Nebraska. And again, the only hope for Nebraska is by getting the gospel to these dear people. Our family is going to try to begin the arduous process of reaching these folk by starting a church in Blair, just north of Omaha. Blair is the county seat of Washington County. There's approximately 20,000 residents in the county. 8,000 of those are located in Blair. There's not one fundamental, independent, Bible-preaching Baptist church in the whole county. That's hard to comprehend. I just thought every town was like my hometown, with several fundamental churches available to go to, but that's just simply not the case. Right now, if you lived in Blair, you would have to drive to a neighboring county to even have an option of a good fundamental church. While on our survey trip back in 2007, the Lord used the young people there in town to really grip our heart. On several occasions, we saw the young folk walking home from school or out doing something on Main Street together. And God began to grip my heart about this thing. Somebody needs to reach these young people. The Mormons and Jehovah's Witnesses and the Lutherans and the Catholics and the Liberals and the Neo-Evangelicals, they're all reaching them. But we who know Christ as our Savior and are part of the old-time religion, the old paths, the old style of worship that have the fundamentals grounded in our soul, we're not reaching those folk in that town, and that is our desire. We would like to reach those people before it is too late. God gave us a verse while on our survey trip. Ezekiel 22:30 says this, "And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none." By the grace of God, my family and I want to be that one that will stand the gap and make up the hedge for Blair, Nebraska. Will you let us be your spiritual deputies and represent you?
There is hope for the hopeless in the Savior. There is help for the helpless in the Lord. So let us take the gospel story and everyone. Jesus came to die for all the world. Oh, there is hope for the hopeless in the Savior. There is help for the helpless in the Lord. So let us take to each and every one. Jesus came to die for all the world.
The Bible says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life."
Jesus came to die for all the world.
Tell you, we got a job ahead of us, amen? The hope for America is not in the White House. I guess y'all know that, don't you? And the hope for our country is not a new farm bill. The hope for our country is not an economic bailout. The hope for our country is the gospel of Jesus Christ, amen? And we need to remember that. And America's in dire straits. It is a forgotten mission field. And I'm all for people going overseas. I am all for that. In fact, we want to reach the world from Blair. Amen. We want to start a mission-minded church in Blair. But we need to realize that there's also, you know, a lot of missionaries come out of the States going overseas. And, boy, if we don't have churches to support those guys. I mean, they're going to be in hard times. And so we want to be able to do what God has called us to do. Amen. If you have internet, we have a website that we'd love for you to take a look at. If you'd like to get our prayer letter via email, you can sign up for that. We have some RSS feeds on there and articles, all sorts of things on that website. It's togetherinthegap.com. Togetherinthegap.com. And if you didn't happen to get that, you certainly can ask us, and we'll be glad to help in any way. It seems like I'm forgetting something, but let me say this one more thing and move right into the message. If you would, go ahead and turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians 15, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. In the year 2007, an average of 207 babies were aborted each month in Nebraska alone. 207 babies each month on average. That's sad. Nebraska is enslaved to religion. Over 50%, of course, being Catholic, Lutheran, or Protestant. 9% roughly claiming to be Baptist of any kind. Nebraska is a quote-unquote God-fearing state, but boy, they're enslaved to religion. And they're enslaved to sin. And so you pray for us as we try to go start a good fundamental church. Amen. And boy, I wish I was there tonight. I wish I was preaching to the folks in Blair. Amen. But I tell you, God has called us to raise this support, to get out there and to be wise stewards of God's money. And so you pray for us as we try to endeavor to do that.